And we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, better known as The Sandwich. And another alias he goes by is better known as That Nigga With No Bitches. How y'all doing tonight, y'all? It's Malik talking, the podcast extravaganza, the podcast gift that keeps on giving, everybody. How y'all doing tonight? I'm doing quite well, fantastically well, enjoying my day off from work, just really soaking it all in. It's been a beautiful day. Yeah, it's been a great day. I can't even lie to you. I just watched that fucking Celtics Heat game, and oh my god, dude, that was some good hoops, man. Honestly, these playoffs have been great, bro. Like, it's been great, dude. I can't lie. I've been really into the playoffs, man. The playoffs really been hitting this year. And I can't lie, my basketball watching, I've been bad with it because, I don't know, life is just different. Like, it used to be so much easier to watch all these games, but now I just feel like I gotta jump through so many hoops now, and, like, you know, cable and streaming and all types of shit. Like, you know, if you got Hulu and all that shit, you gotta get live Hulu if you wanna watch games and shit, or you gotta have Spectrum. And the only reason I do have the games is cause I, like, pay for the internet. So that's, like, you know, I get Spectrum and, like, that type of shit. But, like, you know, it's hard to catch a game sometimes. Unless you're, like, just, like, you know, like, working in the bars, I never miss a game. That's, like, the beauty of working in a bar is, like, you catch every game. Like, bro, I didn't miss a Dodgers game for, like, 8 months straight. I didn't miss a damn fucking Angels game for 9 months straight. Didn't miss a Laker game all season type shit, you know? So, and it's so crazy. Like, now I'm like a fan of, like, the Dodgers simply because I've watched these motherfuckers play every day. And if they get 6 runs or more, guess what? I get free 6-piece nuggets from McDonald's. Yes, I'm still eating McDonald's, bro. The McDonald's app is everything you need and more in life. I don't know, man. McDonald's still be hitting, bro. And not like, you don't, like, my thing is, don't eat every day. Don't, like, fucking make a habit of going to McDonald's. But, like, imagine you're just, like, driving and you're like, holy shit, a large fry would go crazy right now. A large fry from McDonald's with a large Sprite? Holy shit. Okay, it'll go medium. Like, you just need a little bit of Sprite. You don't really need the large, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. McDonald's low-key got it. Like, in moderation. And I think that's anything. If you do anything in moderation, it's amazing. So, go to McDonald's if you haven't in a while. Get you that fry. Get you a McFlurry, bro. The damn clout machine ain't broken. I mean, the ice cream machine ain't broken. But yeah, that, going back though, that Heat Celtics game, crazy game, crazy game. The Heat really finna blow this shit, huh? I don't know, man. It's so funny listening to these, because, like, obviously, what I be saying, sometimes it don't come true, bro. And I thought the Heat were gonna get them out of here, bro. But also, the Celtics are, like, the 2 seed, bro. Like, they shouldn't be going down like this, you know what I'm saying? So, the fact that it's, like, oh, I've been saying this all, like, tired, right? I've been talking to about it. It's just, like, if, you know, no one's ever came back down 0-3, but it's normally, like, a 1 seed being an 8 seed or a 2 seed being a 7 seed. Like, it's always, like, the bigger seed. It's never just, like, the inferior team came back to win. So, it's just, like, they got it. They game 3-0, and they're about to blow it, bro. Because I really see Boston coming out and just handling business. But if they shrink at home, I don't know. The racial slurs that will be said that night might be biblical, like, otherworldly type shit, like, really crazy. So pray for them light-skinned niggas out there. And what's that motherfucker name? Jalen Brown. Josh Brown's from high school. You guys ever just, I said this the other day, I was like those people from high school that you only can remember them by, like, first name, last name. Like, I don't even, I'm like trying not to say names that would like spark whatever, but like, yeah, it's just a really high school name. And you're just like, as soon as you hear that name, you're like, oh, fuck. It's really nostalgic. Some people just have nostalgic names, like, oh man, I was about to say his name on the pod. I'm not going to say his name on the pod. Right? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, oh man, but yeah, so I don't know, man. NBA playoffs crazy, world crazy. Life is just good, I guess. I don't know. My roommate moved out, so now we have the whole place. Like, it's lit. I'm about to turn the room and this other room into a studio for a bit. Really get the noise shit like handled. And we about to be potting, like, professionally, bro. Like, this next, like, these next couple months, the content that's coming out is going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty special to me. So, I hope y'all are ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm so locked in, dude. I'm so hyped to, like, I'm ready for, like, this, like, these next couple, like, I'm ready to start doing, working on that stuff, like, fully. So, I could get that out to y'all. It's going to be so great. Fuck, I know, it's like, fuck, my hip hurts, bro. I just be going through pains, and I just be living through them, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. I really be like, god damn, my side hurt or like something, and I just like lay down, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like look into it. I just be like, damn, hopefully it stopped hurting. Really scared of the doctor, bro. That's just like, it's like a crazy vibe, like, bro, going to the doctor, fuck, so scary, such a scary thing. You never know, like, this nigga might alter your life at one moment, you know, like, with one sentence, and then you can never go back, like, and, like, sometimes it's, like, crazy, bro. But also, it's, like, necessary, so it's, like, damn. Also, my mom's gonna be so pissed at me. So, I'm on, like, she got me on some eye insurance, and I could go get, like, my eyes checked and shit. And I'm supposed to go before my birthday, and I have not gone. And I'm like, fuck, it's fucking Sunday, Saturday, bruh. My birthday's Monday, bruh. Like, fuck. They are not finna fuck with me, bro. Like, I wish they had, like, I'm like, 26 in 3 days, please. So I gotta, like, fucking, oh my god, bro, I gotta figure that out. I might call them tomorrow, bro, like, okay, I am Logie, let's get it. We might be outside tonight, I don't know, we'll see. I don't know, I haven't really been outside, but I've been outside, but, like, I ain't been outside, so I don't know. But also, it's like my powers of wanting to go outside are like through the roof because I have a haircut now, and it's like hilarious. But I probably will not be outside after, not, you know. so funny. Eyes emoji. We can't get no higher. Okay, and then what did Drake say? He said something about a weak rappers doing weak features for a pop artist because they popped down. Used to want to throw the rock up, niggas know how to rock down. And Kendrick did a remix on a Beyonce song. Hello. He had, I don't know, man. The Kendrick and Drake debate needs to stop. Like, I don't think we should be debating rappers anymore, bro. I think we're too old for this, bro. Like, no, let's just put this right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, let's stop debating rappers, bro. Everyone makes music. It's a subjective thing. If you like music, you like music. If you don't like that version of music, I guess it's just not for you. It's like, doesn't mean it sucks. It doesn't mean that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's end the music debates. I feel like we could really take a lot off our plates if we stop trying to compare who's the GOAT and whatever. Like, everyone's a GOAT, bro. Like, in their own way, and it's good. And if it's bad, it's bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I just feel like we get caught up in a whole bunch of shit that really don't matter. Just like the basketball debates. Bro, I scroll Twitter all day and people are debating basketball all day. And like from the time they wake up to the time they go to sleep, and it's just different shit they're debating. And like, oh my God, this dude sucks. Oh my God, send him to China. Oh my God. Like, and it's the same discourse daily, and it's the same shit, bro. Everyone says the same things all day. With music, they're calling shit mid. Oh, this project was mid. This project was ass. Like, YB was better. I can't believe YB ain't drop again. Like, bro, it's the same shit, bro. And I just wish people would get out of the same loop of shit, bro. It's so crazy that motherfuckers be consuming the same shit over and over. And that's coming from me as a guy that does consume the shit, same shit over and over, but in a different way. Like, I'm not arguing with anybody. Like, I'm listening to my same Drake songs over and over, or my same playlist I made in 2020, like, still adding songs to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing the same shit in a bad way, but you have people wake up and do the same arguments, and they argue politics on the TL. They're talking about abortions and on Facebook. You're like, Nick, that is not, what? I don't know. And I feel like this, the social media shit is just, it has gone too social in that sense. Like, yeah, you should be able to have like real conversations on there, but like, bro, like, come on now. Like, bro, this is not what this is for, bro. This isn't going to actually help, like, you posting your views or defending this tweet or whatever, bro. Like, you're not helping. This is not going to do anything. This is not going to affect the outcome of the election. This is, what are we even doing here, bro? I just feel like people really just get caught up in the wrong thing. So, I don't know, man. I don't get it. It is what it is. This is Malik talking, bro. This is how, man, I love this. I'm in my pocket right now just talking about the stream of conscious shit that's just on my mind, because there's just so much shit that be on my mind that I don't talk about. And I'm about to just start letting it out on here, because, like, bro, this is, like, the only place you could just really let it out, because, really, nobody's listening, but people are listening. Like, the people that are listening, salute, and I feel like we're on the same wave. So, thank you for listening. And just like we were, but I'll save that for when Dominique's on the pod. We're going to have a Neek and Leak episode here soon. We need another one of those. I feel like the pod's really been missing that. And so I can't wait to bring y'all that as well. So, but I'm going to end this one right here, y'all. I just had to get some shit off my chest. And I know y'all still enjoying that long weekend. So I know nobody really checking for these episodes. So it is what it is. I love y'all. Y'all get to me when you get to me. Enjoy that Memorial Day weekend and drive safe. If you're going to drive drunk, listen to Malik talking. Love ya.